From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a Coin6 Digital exclusive.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather Week podcast. It is the week of June 9th. It's a Tuesday, and we've got our weekend meteorologist, Joseph Dames, here. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning. Sometimes starting a day later is better than the original day, right?
Yeah. You know, it's not Monday anymore, which is good to be done with Monday.
Yeah, but it is gloomy and wet.
It is. And I do want to mention really quick, I love watching you on the weekends because I get to see your hair. Your hair is getting so long. It's like John Mayer, you know? You're his doppelganger.
Yeah, it's 50-50. I've been getting some compliments. I've been getting some, like, walking the fine line. Like, you should get a haircut. But it's going. I don't want to break any of the boundaries. And to be honest, you know, how long my hair is right now is like my last of concerns or least of concerns. So
yeah, that's a good point there. You know, we're still in this pandemic and we're still practicing social distancing. And a lot of us on air don't have the ability to get haircuts, you know.
No. So yeah,
just saying, your hair looks great. So keep it up.
Yeah,
I
appreciate it.
All right. Well, let's get into the forecast here. It does look pretty gloomy to start this Tuesday. We've seen quite a bit of rain since midnight. So I got into work around 3:30 in the morning, and we were right in a big patch of rain. So from about midnight to 4 in the morning, we saw about a third of an inch. And as we record this, we're sitting close to half an inch of rain just before noontime this Tuesday.
Wow. Yeah. And that's piggybacking off of what we had over the weekend. From Friday through Sunday, we had over an inch and a half of rain. This is going to put us over our monthly total.
Yeah, today. We are definitely above our normal rain totals for the entire month of June, just as we finish up the 8th and the 9th of this month, which is good to see. You know, a little bit of relief from our statewide drought and relief, I guess you could say, for the fire season, the start of fire season, at least in Oregon. I know right now California is dealing with some local fires and, you know, those really breezy, hot East Santa Ana winds that fuel their fires. And that's the case for us, too. We get those east winds and kind of see fires ramping up in the summertime. But back to the rain. It has been very wet as we've moved into this month so far. And this is the second month of the year that we are running with above normal rainfall totals.
Just two. I mean, it's nice, as you mentioned. So I'm interested to see how much this will impact our drought update come this week. I wouldn't say it's like a game, but I am always curious to see how it plays out because a lot of locations saw plenty of rain this weekend, but, you know, sometimes it's very concentrated. So it's like, oh, you know, the northeast side of Portland saw a lot of rain this weekend. But that doesn't mean, you know, other portions of the valley had, you know, were as fortunate.
Yeah. And there are still a couple of spots across the state that are in an extreme drought or severe drought, I should say. That last category, where there will be impacts regardless of the rain we see moving forward, as in there are already impacts now. So that is something that is concerning moving forward. So, you know, all this rain now is very welcome, and it does look pretty wet still as we head into this week. So Tuesday, definitely a soaker. I think we'll end up with rain totals close to maybe 6/10 of an inch of rain, give or take. The actual daytime record rainfall for today is just under 3/4 of an inch. So I think we'll near that heading into
close.
The end of it. It will be close. But I don't think we'll see any record rain. Maybe I'm wrong. Who knows?
Yeah. I thought our inch on Saturday was going to be a record, but it was 7/10 off from the wettest June day ever on record back in 1958. So I was like, oh, there's no way this 1 inch isn't a record. And then, of course, it wasn't even close.
It wasn't close, right? Yeah. 1.7 inches. Wow.
It would have been a record today, though.
It would have, yeah. And, you know, a lot of folks are questioning why we're seeing this weather in June. It's, you know, January feeling like, you know, a wet January. But it's very gloomy. It's very wet out there. And it's looking like this pattern may continue throughout the rest of the week. I will say, you know, come Wednesday, things dry out just a little bit, and Thursday, too. But the weekend still looks a bit unsettled.
Yes, it sure does. And it's been It's been kind of going that way with the weather models all the way back to Sunday night. So that you know, latter section of the week looks like it might be a little wet. There is a little bit of a break, I think. Maybe Wednesday afternoon, PM hours. And for the majority of the day on Thursday, I would say, too.
Yeah, so it looks like the system kind of works out the door by Wednesday morning. So I think we do dry up a bit come Wednesday afternoon. And then, yeah, Thursday, likely our driest day of the year. There's still a chance each and every day this week that we see a passing shower. But if you have any outdoor plans, I think Thursday is your day. Maybe for some exercise or a rain-free walk with the pups or, you know, doing some yard work out there.
What do you think about the temperature on Wednesday? Because it was looking like it was going to be pretty warm. I'm not sure if that's kind of fallen down over the last couple model updates, but it looked like it was maybe lower to mid-70s. Did you have something around there?
I did. So a little bump back into the 70s come Wednesday and Thursday, both those days likely in the 70s. So a little bump there, and that's closer to our normal highs at this point in June. So it'll feel nice and pleasant, especially on Thursday. But past couple of days here, we've seen temperatures mainly staying in the 60s. What did we see over the weekend? Do you remember?
I believe it was like 60 and 61. So Saturday was 60, Sunday was 61. And a majority of the afternoon was in like the mid 50s. So
wow.
It was cool. It was definitely cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Cooler than normal, wetter than normal. Just a bit odd from the trend that we saw for most of springtime. But you know what's also interesting? We only have 11 days until the start of summer.
Ah, that is.
Isn't that interesting? It's hard to gauge what point of the year we're at due to multiple things going on right now in the world. But summer starts officially or seasonally in 11 days.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like we're not even close because of everything that's going on. It just feels like we're kind of, you know, it's messing around in spring still. But we've had a couple 80-degree days. We've had a couple just one 90-degree day. So we've been there. We've tasted summer, but we just haven't really fully committed.
Yeah, it's like we snapshot right back to late winter, early spring with this this week here. So moving forward, Friday, we bring back some rain showers. This weekend, we are watching an upper level trough, which is when you map the jet stream, it's this big area of low pressure that swings down and just allows for more systems to work into the region. And that's what we're seeing this weekend. So we'll see another weather system moving in over the weekend, and it may bring a chance for more rainfall and even thunderstorms. So this weekend still looks a bit unsettled, too.
Unsettled again, yeah. I find that we see these patterns usually, especially this time of the year, that we fall into these like 2-week patterns. So interested to see what happens beyond this week. We had that stormy weekend last, and maybe this weekend we'll have those storms as well. We'll see if it changes up the following week. But this is good. Like you mentioned, we need the rain, and we can use more. And you know what? I'm okay with holding off on summer for a little bit.
Yeah, me too. I think it's easier sleeping weather for many folks if it's not too hot. So
yes, especially when it cools down at night. And I think the plants like the rain. It's probably a good
thing. They do.
The yards, you know, stuff like that.
A few of my friends who have planted new things are loving all the rain we're getting this week. So if you're a gardener, you have that in your favor this week. So carry a rain jacket. Tuesday stays wet. Wednesday, lingering showers. Best day to get outside on Thursday. And then this weekend still looks a bit rainy and even a bit stormy at times. So keep that in mind and enjoy your weekend. One more thing. Next week, we will have a podcast with a summer preview. So all of the weather we can expect going into the summertime, and also a look at our extended long range forecasts and what they may be telling us we could see as we head towards summertime.
Love it. Great idea.
All right. We'll catch you next time. See you guys.
The Coin6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the Coin6 Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.